Torah says we have to be involved in Limud HaTorah, no matter where we are. Shivcha v'seichah v'lech derech. So v'lech tacha v'derech is mamash pshita kemashmo, that we spend an awful lot of time traveling. A guy sits in traffic, a guy sits in, he's sitting on the train, he's sitting on the bus. People spend a lot of time in today's world moving from one place to another. So it's unbelievable opportunities for Limud HaTorah. You can learn with Svarim, so you're not the one who's driving. You can learn with CDs, you can learn with more fancy stuff that you guys know that I don't know about on your phones, whatever it is. Bottom line is a person has unbelievable opportunities to learn in the context of a car or vehicles, anything which has to do with travel. So there's an individual who, I think the Gemara, if he would have lived in the times of the Gemara, so the Gemara would have spoken about him. The Gemara says that Hillel is mechayev ha'aniyim. That Hillel was so poor, he was able to somehow overcome the nisayon of poverty. He was able to learn under all circumstances. And the Gemara tells about one of the Tanoim, who was very, very rich. He was able to overcome all the temptations of wealth. He was able to learn under those. So everyone has different people, different nisyonos. And everybody likes to try to say, well, I can't learn. I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too that. I got so many other things going on in my life. So the Gemara says, Asad love, each person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will come and say, were you poor than Hillel? Were you rich in Rabbi Elazar? Were you had more yisurim than this one? Everybody. So there's an individual who I think is in a certain sense mechayev each and every one of us in terms of learning Torah, particularly in a car, particularly in a vehicle, particularly with a train or a bus. It goes back to Moshe Kol. You know any Moshe Kol people here? Moshe Kol here? Nobody? Nobody from Moshe Kol? So when I was the counselor in Moshe Kol for many, 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 many years, and then some, so we had a problem, actually it was a good problem. One year was Shabbos. That was the Tisha B'Av. So a lot of Bachurim wanted to come up for Shabbos. Problem was, we didn't have any beds. There were not enough beds. So we came up with an idea that we'll sleep in Mishmaros. I mean, not everyone has to sleep at the same time. So one group of guys would sleep from after the Tish was up from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the morning. And they would switch over. And the next guys would daven Masik. And whenever they would daven, they would sleep from 4 to 8, whatever it was. We made a cheshbon. And Tish B'Av night anyway, no one has to sleep in beds. Anyone slept on the floor, so no one was in the Shkafelach. So Ram Shua, you pulled off such a stuff. So with the summer that I was, one of the summers I was in council, we only had the problem for that one weekend. But apparently after I graduated in Moshe Kol, I got married, so I didn't go back for a couple of summers later than I did go back. But a couple of summers there, I stopped going to Kol, so somebody else took over. So apparently there was a big crunch, not just for one weekend, there was a big crunch for a good part of the summer. The portion wasn't enough beds for guys to come and learn. So there was one fellow who volunteered and said he doesn't need a bed for the summer, who'll sleep in his car. He said, "Hey, mama, sleep in his car." That's what he said. I said, "No problem. Put his back seat, whatever, sleep in his car." So the only problem was when? That was Friday night. Not so bad. You know, if you have yeshiva shakar, the light doesn't go on anyway. It's a great little nichla. You know, we spoke about that a lot last year. You know, whatever. Tiltul benatzad, you know, tiltul klishim lahtaliyah, silotar. You know, you come with a lot of chesbainis. I don't know whether I'm not sure whether we actually slept in this car on Friday night. I don't know what the final psach was. There's a lot of very will like this. That's the whole Shia talking about it. But Lemaisa, Sunday through Thursday, so Shabbos through Thursday night, talking this individual slept in his car. So the whole summer, he slept in his car. Why did he sleep in his car? It's not the most comfortable. I mean, you can fall asleep in your car once in a while, but it's not the most comfortable place to sleep. Teres is with such an unbelievable Cheshik HaTorah. Such a love, such a Limud HaTorah that he had that conquered all. So when I heard that story, I thought, well, he's mamash machayev each and every one of us. Madach, a guy is willing to sleep night after night and night in his car for the tzorach limud haTorah. So a person finds themselves in the car anyway, and they travel, they don't have to sleep. They're sitting in the car. They're driving in the car. They're sitting in the passenger seat. They're sitting in the back seat, and they're not involved in limud haTorah. That's that's a problem. So he's mamash machayev each and every one. So the car has to be, the car is also, a car can also be used for the tachlis, for the purpose of limud haTorah. So you're probably wondering why I'm telling you this story today. I'll tell you why I'm telling you this story today. So if you push the clock forward, calendar forward a couple of years, so this Bachar, at the time he was a Talmud and he had learned in OJ at the time, and he was in YU at the time, and his family was from Tinek, and he was a regular guy, but he had a tremendous, tremendous cheshek, tremendous, tremendous avas haTorah. He got married, and after he got married, so he went to work. Some people, right? He had to work. So he went to work, and he got a job in the World Trade Center. And he was taka killed on September 11th. He was one of the people who was killed on September 11th. So some of you may have heard his name. It was Mark Rosenberg. Some of you may have recognized the name from Tinek. Those who know Rabbi Talbis's shul in Tinek is called Zichron Mordechai. It was named after him. And if you go to in OJ, so next time you're in NCS White Call, so I don't know if you noticed, one of the classrooms, I forgot already which room, one of the classrooms was dedicated in his memory. So I was thinking about him. I was telling my kids a little bit about the story. I never met him. I didn't know him personally, but I had heard the story about him. So I was thinking a little bit about him again this morning, because today we're about to say some shirim. We actually start real shiur, so we'll get a little bit about some singing about Yibin Chalitza. So his wife, Tacha, needed Chalitza, because he was married for a short time. They didn't have any children. And his wife needed Chalitza. I was at the Chalitza. I was one of the Dayan. And I wasn't one of the Dayan. I was one of the Eidim. You need three Dayanim, two Eidim, five Eidim, whatever, a whole complicated story. But Lamais, I was one of the people at the Chalitza. So then after this, at the Chalitza, so I don't know, some other story came out, and so I remember that Shabbos and Shul, there was a Rebbe Paramus, I told over this whole story, that was the whole drasha, I told over this whole story about how his legacy was, that this is somebody who was Moshe Nefesh, just sleep in a car. That was his Mesiras Nefesh HaTorah. So I don't know anything about him, I never met him, I never saw him, but that part of the story still resonates with me. Someone should be a tremendous chus for his neshama, that he, his story hopefully keeps on giving more and more people chizuk. I'm sure I'll just share that little kud with you as we start some sugyas related to Yevamos and Chalitza sugyas. So this is mamish, should be a zeicher for his. Okay, and that is ready. Rabbi Bless is going to come before she hit the shiur. He's not sure. We're not sure. Okay. All right. So maybe we'll bench and we'll talk about it all later.